Okay, something going on with our announcement tonight. Let's try that one more time. We're all getting settled in tonight for the cafe.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe. Hello, everyone. Join us tonight for another hour of life-style conversation and discussion and learning as we nosh on the current events and trends with a spiritual perspective. You can join in the conversation of our show by calling 646-727-3206. That's 646-727-3206. Or you can go online to the chat area. We'd love to hear from you. So let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's.
Okay, thank you, Gloria. Hi, this is Robin Masevich. I'm one of the diners tonight. We're excited tonight. We have a guest chef in the house. Mr. Al Diaz is going to be joining us. Hi, Al. How are you doing?
Fantastic. How about yourself?
I am doing great. We're so glad to have you back. We haven't had you back for, what, 2 or 3 months now, so we're excited to have you back. Al's got a brand new book he's going to be talking about. Well, let's go ahead and introduce everybody else who's sitting around here. We're going to be doing some barbecue tonight, so we're all excited about that. So, Miss Kathy, how are you doing tonight?
I am fabulous, just fabulous. My name's Kathy Elliott, and I'm visiting Earth from a far, far distant star. It's a lushy green place where people are healthy and frolic and fun, have fun and live in joy at all times. And I'm here visiting Earth to spread all the love and all the joy and all the fun to you all. So I'm glad to be here tonight.
Yeah, and I heard there's a rumor you're here tonight because you just want to partake I can't even talk tonight. I'm trying to think of what it is. With the grilled cheese and all that good stuff going on with the barbecue, right? You heard we have barbecue and you're here to partake. Okay, there we go. Miss Gloria's in the house. Hey, Miss Gloria, how's it going?
Woo, woo. This is Gloria. Hello. I am looking forward to some barbecue.
Okay, there we go. And Mr. Jamie, can you introduce yourself, please?
Well, how do? I'm ready. I brought my napkins for the barbecue as well.
I'm so glad.
My name is Jamie Trujillo. I'm a tattoo artist. I have a shop up here in Seattle, Washington. It's called Chromo, and we've been here about 14 years. I'm a friend of Robin's from high school, and I think I help people with their psychic armor.
Here we go, with psychic armor and all that stuff. Speaking of psychic armor, Mr. Al Diaz, we're going to start off the show with Al and with our great little, we're so glad he joined us at the cafe tonight. I was thinking we should call it the Confirmation Cafe tonight. What do you think, Al? You think that would be good?
Let's rock. How about the Transformation Confirmation Cafe?
Well, I know. That's a big mouthful when you're on a barbecue rib. I think that's a lot to
really. Yeah, really.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I don't know. Do you guys, we want to do appetizers? I think we should just start getting all the heavy duty stuff here. Just get some ribs and some chicken and just going for it. How's that all sound? We'll just tell them we just want the smorgasbord special and just tell them how many people. We got like 6 people. Let's just go for it. Okay.
Yeah,
they have a wonderful macaroni and cheese here. Mm. And actually that's one of the reasons Kathy showed up on the planet today. She heard about their macaroni and cheese. So, these off planet visitors will do just about anything for macaroni and cheese. So there you go. So Al, why don't you tell us about your book? Well, what I want to know is, okay, just give us the basics on it, and then I really want to ask you, where did you come up with the idea? What inspired you? So a little basics here, and then we'll get into some details.
Well, I'm going to answer both of those questions. And a while back, when I started to understand and realize, okay, well, first of all, I asked myself, I wanted to have a better understanding how humanity coexisted with the universe. And like most people, you read a book or someone comes along and tells you you got to have positive thinking or a positive mindset. And for the most part, that works pretty well. You do have to have a positive
Transformation
mindset.
Transformation Cafe.
Or positive thinking. And then as that kind of either wore off or I had a hit-and-miss type of situation, I got introduced to affirmations. And again, that worked to some degree. And both of those scenarios, I've seen people have had great success with them, you know, having a positive mindset and doing affirmations, either one or both. For me, it was like hit and miss, you know. I would have a great deal of success, and then it just wouldn't work. So anyway, so I continued on, and I realized, you know, a few years ago that in regards to affirmations, I was still chasing something. I was telling myself I had to affirm something that, in other words, like I actually didn't believe it. And there were statements of not being who I really am. And I go, you know what, I'm still going after something. I'm still seeking something. I'm still thinking that it's out there somewhere. And I started thinking, okay, there's got to be an easier way. You know, life cannot be this difficult. And that just evolved. And eventually those statements became actually confirmations.
Oh, okay. So, was there one in particular that you started out with that kind of got the book kind of going in the direction where you ended up finishing it? He has 47 confirmations in this book, which I was just kind of curious too. Is, you know, was that considering that turns into an 11? Was that very purposeful to keep it at 47?
Wow! No, I didn't even know that until you just said it.
Oh, I went there. Okay, all right.
Wow! Actually,
yeah. So you actually have a master number when it comes to confirmations. So that's pretty cool.
Wow, thank you. I wow.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
You know what happened was about 2 years ago, and this is kind of funny, and I'm debating here how much I want to open up, but about 2 years ago, I decided that I had the ability to shift and change things in my life. I had the innate power to do so, and I started confirming that to myself. And and it's funny because as soon as I started confirming that to myself and to the universe, my life started kind of unraveling. Even my very close personal situations, and I'm talking about relationships, I'm talking about financial, I'm talking about my home, I'm talking about everything that I had believed to be pretty concrete. Things started unraveling, and it didn't just stop after one day. It kept going on. And
so do you think that was the universe trying to kick you in the butt?
No, I believe it's because I confirmed that I had the ability to shift and change things, that the universe was confirming it. And things were no longer on a comfort level anymore. It was more like, okay, Al, you have a choice or a decision to make. Are you going to evolve? Or are you going to let your wolf come apart? And I chose to
you
evolve.
You little creator, we're gonna show you that, okay, if you're in charge, this is what it looks like, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
And that started it all.
You think you're so great, we're going to see how great you really can do, Mr. Creator. Okay, here we go.
And that's how it evolved. I just started as I got guided. I just started writing these things down. And don't get me wrong, I don't know if you got to read them, but the way they read now is nothing the way they started out 2 years ago. They were long winded. There was no commas. There was just like some of them were like a page and a half long, and it kept getting more concise and narrowed down. And you read some of them, and some are still like they deserve to have periods instead of commas. But I was told, and here's the funny part, last year about 10 different people told me throughout the year, do not change a word of your next book. And I wasn't even thinking about writing a book. It wasn't until like November or December of last year that I decided to do this. But I was being told, do not change a word. And I didn't know what the heck people were talking about. And then this came about.
There you go. There you go. So, well, they didn't say punctuation. They just said the words. So there you go. So we got some of this jambalaya, jambalaya going on there. So I think Jamie's going to eat it all himself. But I'm hoping to get a little bit of that brought over on this side of the table. So
now, is this from a particular restaurant that somebody's gone to?
Oh, yeah. Were they blindfolded you when you came into the restaurant? We're at Lucille's. Didn't you know? This is Lucille's barbecue.
No,
yeah. Right, Lucille's tonight, man. Come on now. Yeah, the Mio Maya jambalaya. Yeah, it's pretty darn tasty. I don't know. Like I said, I think Jamie's going to keep it all to himself. So what's your favorite so far, Al?
Oh, I love
the ribs. Do you like the ribs better?
Are you kidding me? Barbecue pork ribs, short ribs? Gotta love that.
That's it. Well, you know, and they got the cheesy grits. I'm thinking the cheesy grits are like, they're kind of fighting for the top here with the macaroni and cheese. Okay.
Ooh,
like
cheesy grits.
Cheesy grits. Yee! There we go. Okay, we're going to have to be rolled out of here tonight, so there you go. So, you sound a little excited about the whole menu tonight. It's very good. So, yeah, Al was kind enough to forward me the book, actually, because he's made it into an e-book, which is just really awesome, and I thank him for doing that for me. And I've been just kind of looking through the first, and also, I thought it was interesting, too, because the first 21 of them are all based in, let me go back to his table of contents here. They were for self-empowerment and the blessings, the first 21. And I don't know, have any of the rest of you guys noticed that it just seems really interesting that a lot of things are coming forward right now that seem to have 21 as the essence of having things being in, whether it's getting activated or anything like that. What do you think about that, Kathy, about stuff being 21?
We should go to Las Vegas.
We should go to 21? Yeah, we should go to Las Vegas. We're feeling lucky with the 21. That's good. So there you go. Yeah, we're going to get ourselves on a 21 table, and we're good to go on that. So yeah. But I just have been noticing that, too, because Kath and I are sharing information back and forth with emails and things like that. And I've noticed two or three things that just have been resonating lately when it comes to either changes or looking at something and having some kind of process. It seems like there's things are coming up as 21s. So is there anything else for you, Al, that's been coming up as a 21?
No. If anything, the one thing that's been coming up, I'm just sure for a lot of people, is the number 11 and the fact that you just brought it up again.
With the master number, yeah.
11 keeps coming into across my space quite a bit. I mean, more and
quite
more.
Quite a bit, okay.
21, not 21. I you know what's interesting too is I didn't come into, and I don't know if this is what we're talking about, but numerology.
Until
maybe a year ago, I opened my mind to it. But it's interesting, and the crazy part about it, the more you understand it, the more it pops up in your face.
Once you recognize something, it's going to be there to using it as a way of messaging to you. Yeah,
right.
So using
right.
it as a way of communication, or you're understanding that language as opposed to just being a number. It's also got the hidden meanings and things behind it. Because really in 21, you're actually looking at a 3, which is the Trinity.
So let me ask you something.
Yeah.
So do you see and study and read everything with numbers?
Who are you asking?
You.
Me. I'm familiar with numerology. It's not something that I'm deeply, you know, deeply studied. But that's one thing with flower wisdom and stuff, looking at flowers and looking at the number of petals, the number of the ways that flowers fit themselves together with sacred geometry, there's definitely part of the languaging goes into numbers. Yeah. So there's definitely something with that when it comes to all that. So what about you, Gloria? Anything with that with numbers? We might have lost her. She's having a bunch of planes that have been coming over. She wasn't able to join us at the table tonight, so she's been kind of listening, and she said she might have to mute it once in a while. So hopefully she can get back on and be talking to us about that. What about you, Jamie? Do you ever notice anything with numbers?
Well, I do like my 7s and 13s.
7s and 13s, okay. So you just loved Friday, didn't you, because it was Friday the 13th.
Right. And then this month we did have a 8, 9, 10 date, and then
yes, we did.
In October we'll have 10, 10, 10, so that's interesting.
Yeah, and everybody's really making a quite the to-do with the 10, 10, 10.
Trinity,
I know there's
right?
quite a few gatherings. Yeah, there's quite a few gatherings and things like that. They're starting to show up on Facebook and things like that for people getting together. So.
Now, I'm glad we're talking about this. So what kind of quote-unquote weight does that carry, that it's all going to be 10?
Well, 10 has to do with, it's like the 1, but it's a new beginning. It's like the next level of having things growing from just something as, like, say, the seed. The next level would actually be sprouting out of the ground and coming to a new level of creation. So it's just a new level of creating.
Okay. And last year wasn't last year 11/11 or something, or what was last year?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we're going through, you know, 8/8/8, 9/9/9, 10/10/10, 11/11/11, you know, we're having that opportunity to have all those cycles. So I think it's kind of interesting. It's just like with, you know, the 2012, you know, 12. See, it's interesting to me. I would think it was going to be 12/12/12 instead of 12/21/12.
And then that would be the end of being able to have those cycles, too.
And then, you know, so you do. I just kind of look at that and go, how come in December we don't have it on the 12th instead of the 21st? Of course, we've got the winter solstice, so part of it has to do with just the regular solstices and equinoxes, and even back then the Mayans were looking at that because it was things having to do with the stars and the celestial changes, things like that going on. So that's, I think it was more because of the star patternings and things like that, so. I think it's more with that. So it runs into numerology a little bit, but, you know, we've got a lot of other sciences that are being integrated at the same time with that, too. So it's
so,
kind of interesting stuff.
So for all of you, do you use numerology or numbers on purpose in whatever you do?
Well, all I know is that I am an 8. And because I'm an 8, that's a confirmation.
And 8 is great.
8 is great. It's abundant.
Kathy,
you need a song about 8.
And it's also infinite. Because if you turn it on its side, it's infinite.
Turn it
infinity.
On its side, right.
8 is great and infinite.
Eight. There you go. Great. Okay, she's great.
I'll get one.
Okay, she's working on it. Our jingle girl. Here she goes.
Kathy, are you an 8 based on your birthday?
Yes.
You want to hear something funny? So am I.
Oh,
wow.
Awesome. You are.
Oh, my goodness.
Fun.
There you go. That's interesting.
Wait a minute.
You got
the
confirmation, right?
Yeah, Kathy, I just thought of something. When is your birthday again?
It's September 26th.
Okay. I don't know why.
It's
I thought
September
you had the same birthday.
September
26th,
19, blah, blah, blah.
Huh? Well, okay. Well,
blah, blah,
yeah,
blah, blah.
I'm also an 8.
I like the blah, 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 blah. Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry, Al. Continue.
No, this is cool. I'm learning as I listen to you, all of you, so it's cool.
Okay, well,
so I'm a 7. I'm a 7.
You're
so there
seven?
You go. What are you, Jamie? Do you know?
What number am I?
Yeah, do you know? Do you know how to figure it out?
No, I haven't figured it out yet. How do I figure it out?
Okay, you would put your whole birthday down on a piece of paper, right? And then
hold
you break
on,
it
I'm
down
getting a piece of paper
would,
right now.
Okay. We're going to do this. Okay, get a napkin.
Go.
We're going to do it here at the table. Okay, put the rib down. Okay.
Wipe off the sauce.
But yeah, I'm glad you brought those extra napkins. They sure have come in handy. Okay. Some people think of everything. That's good. So,
you know, actually, the best way to do it is you keep one hand free and one hand you use to get messy. So you can wipe them out.
Okay. Now you tell me after we've been eating for what? Like 10 minutes?
Right,
okay.
I know.
Anyway.
I'm sorry.
Okay. So that's all right. You put your month down, and then you put
my
the,
month
you know,
down?
Your month, yeah.
Okay.
Your month is what? October, right?
10.
Is your birthday in October? 10, right?
Right.
So October. Yeah, I remember that. Okay, so that's a 1.
A 1, okay.
Because you're only getting a 1 at this. So 1 plus 0 is 1, okay. And then your date.
Okay, and I add those two together?
Right. Which is a what?
Okay, that's 7.
Okay,
10/25/58, so I'm 8.
And then 19, yeah, and then 1958.
Right, so
that's a 10, and that's a 13.
Uh-oh. 10,
13. 13
and 8?
Okay, so that's a 20, yeah, so it's 23, so that's 5. 5 and 7, right?
5 and 8 is 13, and 8 is...
That's a 4. Right.
Great.
I'm confusing you.
I'm confused now.
I know. Okay. So say it again. You got what?
1 and 7. 1
and
0
is
1. 2 and 5 is 7. That's 8. And 8 and 5 and 8 is 13 plus 8. Is that right?
That's right.
Oh, wait.
21?
That's right.
21!
You're a 3.
Oh,
you're
no.
21.
I'm a 3.
You're a 21. No, but you're a 3. You're a 3.
Am I a 3?
You are a 3.
But you put those together.
Yeah, you're a three. That's interesting.
Okay, well, I'm a three then.
You know what? I'm thinking that would be interesting. Okay, so we could go to Al's book, and we could look up the affirmations or confirmations. The confirmations, and let's see what they were. So hold on a second. Let me go back. This is
okay,
fun.
I'm glad I brought
the book because, you know, we want to be able to look at this stuff up. No, so, Al never thought he could use his book this way, huh?
You know,
a new way of using your book. Okay. So number three is confirmation of being and utilizing the essence of the creator.
Ooh.
I know, huh? Okay, I'll tell him about that one. Since he's a three, he's utilizing the essence of the creator. You go, Jamie. No wonder you do armor. You do body armor. There we go. He's utilizing that essence for the creator.
Robin, read it, and then I'll comment on it.
Read the whole thing? Okay, hold on a second.
Yeah.
I got to go down to that. I got to go to that page. Okay. Oh, my gosh. It's hard to do when you're on that, you know. It's one thing to have it a book, but when you've got it an e-book, I've got it on my laptop here trying to figure it out. Plus, I've got the sauce and everything else going on here.
Well, Al, can you access it quickly?
You know what? I probably could. Well, I don't know what quickly is. Let me see here. Hold on for a second.
It's number three, but it just, I'm being dumb. It's page three. Never mind. I'm just making it hard for myself here. I can do this. Okay, here it is. Okay, confirmation on being and utilizing the essence of the creator. Okay, Jamie,
three.
Okay? This is number three. Okay.
Number three.
From my heart, right, from my heart and from the creator, right now, in every moment, with all my energy, every cell of my body, every level of my consciousness, every part of my mind, and with expressed appreciation and joy, I am being the blessing of energy, essence of quality of life that caused me to even more love and adore my inner spirit and my inner resources for always functioning and doing from the outcome of I am the divine given value. I am the divine given power. I am the divine given worth. And I am the divine at one. All that the divine is, I am, creating and having even more so a life that is for my best and highest good, that nurtures and magnifies a hundredfold the acceleration and upward powerful vibration and spiritual and spiral that gives me more life. And the knowing, and he spells knowing, KNOWING, so that knowing, so it's knowing and nowing at the same time, that I am the great prize and in total cinch with my destiny for my best and highest good. And this is thank you, Spirit. There we go. And the little quote that. Just a second. And the quote that Al has with it, it says, we are the essence of the creator of all creation. Now just allow it to be, capital B, B-E, capital B, okay. There we go. Okay, we have a jingle.
I'm awesome, super special and pure. Fabulous, terrific, and so much more. I bring joy straight to your door.
Okay, there we go. That would be the jingle for the confirmation of being and utilizing the essence of the creator.
Woo-hoo!
Gosh, what a great little table we are. Okay. After all that, he wants to elaborate. I know. Okay,
yes.
Mr. Al,
can you elaborate
on that?
Yeah, basically that one is really simple, and it's just proclaiming that I am, you know, everybody talks about being one, everybody talks about being connected, everybody talks about being a part of, I mean, they're like gods or as gods and everything, and so what I did is I just simplified and said, look, we are the essence of the creator of all creation, simply put. And that was the confirmation for myself.
Yeah,
cool. So how does that feel, Jamie?
You know, I probably want to look into that a little bit, but I think I probably have to read it a couple times just to let it sink in.
Well, you know what? I will email you that. How about that? So you can come.
Thank you. That would help.
Good. Yeah. Okay. Number eight is the confirmation of self peace. Ooh, I know, huh? Okay, so Al and Kathy are self-peace. That's cool. Okay. Let's go there.
Oh, yeah.
You know what, Al? And Al has, it's really cool because Al has is where he has, like, places where you can write and he starts kind of a confirmation or something to you think about for setting your intention or looking at your thought process, and gives you a place to really be able to just sit with that and be able to write it down and be have a part of the book. And I think that's really nice. So good job, Al. I like that you have that on
there. Harmony, harmony, harmony is a balance in me. Feeling good, feeling free. Harmony is a balance in me.
Okay, there we go. The balance in me with the self-peace. Okay, so can I read this one, Al? Would that be okay?
You can read all, anyone, everyone.
He's got 47 of them. We're going to be here all night. Okay, woohoo. Okay, that's a good thing because they got a really good dessert. We'll just work our way through all the desserts. That's okay. Okay, just, I know. It says, from my heart and from the Creator, right now, in every moment, with all my energy, every cell of my body, every level of my consciousness, every part of my mind, and with expressed appreciation and joy, I am being the blessings of energy, essence, and the quality of life that causes me to even more love and adore my inner spirit and my inner resources for always functioning and doing from the outcome of calmness in my deepest core, my inner psyche, my moral peaceful harmony, mental and emotional peaceful harmony, having my essence at ease, social and existential peaceful harmony, tranquility with all my external circumstances, and the love to handle all affairs with life gracefully and always being simply being in the divine light. Thank you, Spirit.
Harmony, harmony, harmony is a balance in me. Feeling good, feeling free. Harmony is a balance in me.
Are you empowered enough to be no longer blamed or fault anyone or anything, including yourself? Wow, that's quite the question. I think we need to order dessert with that one, okay? Let me have like something a la mode with that one. Yeah, that's kind of an a la mode question, don't you think?
Yeah.
throw a little ice cream on that puppy before you really handle that one. So,
where's the pick up that sound bite?
That sound bite? That is actually a jingle that Kathy's got. How many castles? And do you have like 11 jingles?
Yeah, I have 19
jingles.
You need two more.
We need two. Well, yeah, we need 21. Yeah. She created those earlier this year, and actually the person who's singing it is my daughter Katie. Katie did
and
the vocals on that.
We went to Devin's recording studio and recorded them professionally.
Mm-hmm. So the next step is she's actually got other family members that are putting some music to that. So hopefully in the next year or so, it's going to have music and everything, and we'll be having little stories and stuff like that that go with it as well. So it's just kind of an expanding thing as we speak. But we love having on the show because they're always just so perfect. I love it because sometimes I'll be doing something, you know, at my flower shop or whatever, and all of a sudden I'll just catch myself, you know, humming one of the jingles, and I just love that. I just think that's great, you know, because she's got so many great ones there. So it's just really, really cool. So on the questions that you have with some of these confirmations, where do they come? Were they with those confirmations that you did, Al, or was it something that later on when you were editing the book and putting all that stuff together, those are things that were basically brought forward by Spirit while you were putting it together?
You know, what happened was, in regards to one of them, in regards to how I felt towards loved ones, I know as I shifted more and more and realizing that there was a distance between my loved ones and myself and my friends and myself because what I was becoming, I realized that I had to shift my energy of how I perceived them. Instead of thinking I was losing them as family members or as friends and going through the quote-unquote the sadness of not having that friendship, I began to shift the energy of it. And so, mm-hmm. so like the one in regards to loved ones and relationships, you know, I left blanks so I could put specific people in there. And whatever the scenario was, I would describe that scenario, and then I would shift it to being a blessing. instead of going through sadness or as a loss, you know, and it immediately started shifting things, though some took longer than others, and even some of my immediate relationships, you know, got jumbled around. But eventually it all played out, you know, did some fade away, of course. But it seems like the most important ones stuck around and are even stronger now than they were, say, a year ago.
Well, I know I've heard personally with some of those teachings is that as you grow and evolve and expand yourself, if you're in a place where you're willing to keep evolving and allow yourself to grow and create, which I believe on a certain level that's why we're on the planet, is basically to be co-creating with one another, that people will fall away from you if they're in a place where they don't want to keep at a certain level of your creating. So it's just part of the process of change and growth. Some people come in and some people go out, and it's just pretty much just the nature of relationships, the nature of things and change.
Well, and to piggyback off of that, and once people understand, and this took me a while to understand, but once people understand that everything is always growing, shifting, evolving, moving forward, everything, whether it's a star, a planet, a tree, an animal, a human being, even bacteria grows. Everything's always growing, but humanity has a tendency to want to hold on to the way things are because they function at a comfort level. They don't want things to change or shift or evolve too dramatically because they're at a comfort level. But when we understand that everything moves forward. We're born to be successful, and I'm not talking about monetary here or materialism, but we're all born to move forward, to succeed in one form or another. And when we understand that, then it's easier for us to accept the things that are going on or no longer going on. And that goes into relationships and stuff. You know, you're right. People will fall away, but new ones will come in. New ones will come in that match your vibration that you're functioning in that moment and not from your old vibration.
And I've even heard that. That really goes to really every facet of your life, be it, you know, your finances, be it to what you seek you're seeking to know and understand your level of expanded purpose, even in your health. I mean, if your vibration isn't resonating on a certain level with your health and in your body and in your being, you're not keeping up with yourself, and then that's basically when your body will start having colds and other kinds of issues, depending what you have going on, if you're not allowing yourself to expand and embrace those things, see them as the blessings that they are, instead of having guilt or these other lower vibrations, you know, it can cause a lot of dis-ease in the body. So it's very interesting that in doing that, you know, making sure that we're loving ourselves and allowing ourselves to move from one thing. I've heard the one thing about forgiveness is very important to recognize that it's a matter of forgiving yourself and recognizing within that you've given yourself the gift of freedom. And no one really can give you that level of freedom. It's a matter of asking maybe someone to forgive you, but other than that, it's you have to forgive yourself and know that you've freed yourself from something that really was self-inflicted. It's a matter of just your, you know, the experiences in your life and seeing them as a blessing, the blessings that they are. So there we go.
Awesome.
You guys are getting really quiet. I can tell everybody's just really gnawing on you know, all this great barbecue. There we go. We better start looking for dessert here, man. I'm thinking it's dessert. Yeah, we're gonna let's see what's going on with dessert.
I've been eating so much that I apologize. Kathy and Gloria, hello.
Hello.
And is it Jamie? I apologize.
That's correct.
Yeah, and hello. So hello to all of you.
You apologizing for eating it all, or you're apologizing for something else?
He's apologizing that, you know, it's like that jambalaya. I thought, and that was mainly a Jamie thing, but, you know, we've all been enjoying the food, that's for sure. There you go.
We need some nectarine cobbler.
There you go.
They don't have the nectarine cobbler here. You know, they do have a perfect fruit cobbler, so I'm thinking that could be a nectarine cobbler.
That's
we'll have to check it with the waiter and see if that's I don't get this. They have like the regular and then they have a small. What's the small stuff? I mean, you know, it's a cobbler, I know. Small. So we got the key lime cheesecake. That sounds pretty
good. Ooh.
Yeah, we got a big chocolate cake. We got a red velvet cake.
Yum.
We got Chris's Chris's bread pudding, and here's another small one on that one, okay, old-fashioned banana pudding, and then we got the key lime pie. And, you know, because you can have an old-fashioned banana pudding because it's like you have
the whiskey sauce on the bread pudding.
You know, you're eating your fruit. Yeah, yeah. I'm thinking we got to have at least one a key lime cheesecake, guys. What do you think? We got to get a big piece of that. So, does anybody really like that red velvet cake, or where are we at with that?
Red velvet cake.
Oh yeah. Woo-hoo-hoo.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm thinking some. Let's get the red velvet, the key lime, and then we'll get a cobbler so Jamie can be happy. We'll just make sure it's.
I'll have a little bit of each of everything, please.
Well, okay. Yeah. We're just gonna put it out there, and we'll fight with our forks and see who gets what. Okay.
Right. We'll get seven forks so that we can have seven desserts, okay?
Okay, there we go. Just give us one of everything then, and we'll be good. So, and we, you know, and I think we all want coffee, so there we go. So there we go, yeah. So, you know, I keep telling everybody we need to start out with dessert first, but, you know, it's protocol, so it's okay. It's all really good. So there we go. So what else has been going on with you, Mr. Diaz?
I'm just busy. In July, I started the first tour stop for a theme called The Miracle of Love. We did it in San Diego in July. In September, we're going to do it in San Francisco. I'm trusting it all worked out in October. We're heading out to New Zealand and Australia.
Oh, wow. How exciting.
Yeah,
I know, huh?
January.
I'm
going to
be on the film crew with that one, so I can just, like, tag along. How about that?
There you go.
It'll be summer down there, won't it?
Yes, it will. No, actually,
yeah.
It will be...
winter. Fall.
Yeah,
it's
will
like
be summer. I apologize. Yes, it will. No, it will. Actually, it will be spring.
Spring.
Ooh.
Spring, yeah.
Because I hear it's really cold there right now.
Yeah, it will be spring.
How beautiful.
Yeah, in January, I'm planning to go back to Hawaii. And there's other dates being planned right now across the U.S. in the next 10 weeks that I'm in the process of confirming.
Hey, that's pretty awesome.
Well, there you go. That is very awesome.
And it's under the theme of The Miracle of Love. And this e-book, Confirmations, is taking on wings of its own. And so I'm being asked if I'm interested doing work with that. I'm trying to fit it all together so that it all somehow, you know, intertwines with each other. So that's where I'm at.
Well, sometimes you just have to let spirit show you how that intertwining is going to happen. You know how that goes. We just kind of like say, okay, I'm getting called to do these things, and I know it's going to show how to have that all work out. So that's very cool. So when are you going back to Hawaii? Are you going to go back in January for the expo?
Yeah, that's what I'm planning to do is to go back in January. Matter of fact, I'm talking to Char right now about integrating the Miracle of Love. And originally, well, what I'm talking about is taking three or four speakers and doing it under the Miracle of Love and trying to get a keynote speaker to close the show.
There you go.
So, in other words, so we can have a full house.
There you go. Well, that's how the Transformation Cafe got started. Liz, this year we'd gone to the expo over in Kauai, and we were all sitting around right afterwards with the afterglow of the next morning because everything was so great. And we all just thought, gosh, we should be having some kind of a great little place where people could, you know, be able to have feedback and be able to do is come into the chat room or call and be able to be a part of the table and just have some good time. So, you know. It's all good. It's all really good stuff, though.
We're having fun, 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 fun. We're having fun, 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 fun. We're having fun and learning at the very same time. We're having fun and learning at the very same time. We're having fun, 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 fun. We're having fun, 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 fun. We're having fun and learning at the very same time. We're having fun.
Yeah, baby. We're having fun. Okay. That's one of the ones that I get just like gets in my head. And I'm like, okay, have fun. Okay, I'm having fun and vacuuming at the very same time. You know, there we go. It's all good.
Let's have some fun.
That's it. It's very good. So.
Now, how are all of you doing? What's going on in your guys' lives?
going on in my real life. Actually, at Flowers for You, we are in the process of converting some of the flower shops. There's been such a trend for people going to courthouses to get married that I've been very blessed to have a larger facility, and I have a garden in my backyard, so we're actually converting the garden into a wedding area where people can get weddings or blessings and things like that going. And I
very
have
nice.
Marvin Lindgren, she's a reverend that's come back into my life, and she's actually going to be a minister on the premises, and we're actually going to be having a small congregation there, so we actually can do services and things like that at the shop. So it's kind of an interesting side thing that we're having happening at the flower shop. We're becoming more of a spiritual center. That's exciting.
So are you moving away from your flower shop?
No, the flower shop will still be there. We'll be doing flowers for the weddings and blessings and parties and things like that will have been going on. So it's something we're going to be incorporating into the events that will be happening on the property. So that's something we'll be incorporating. So that's a
congratulations.
Something we kind of add in that. Yeah, we'll have to have an Al Diaz event. Here we go. You know, you can come in. We can come and have a love blessing day. Here we go.
Oh, let's do it. I'm ready.
Yeah, okay. That sounds good to me. So, and Miss Kathy, maybe Miss Kathy can give you a little update on where she's at. So what's going on with you, Miss Kathy?
Well, tonight I attended a meetup of Wanderers and Starseeds, a group of other interplanetary galactic beings, and we talked about all of our experiences. So that's what's going on with me immediately.
Okay.
There's a guy that said that he wasn't spiritual and he wasn't religious, he and his wife, and he pretty much had a very negative attitude and hated being alive. And then all of a sudden, his light family moved in. And now they live there. And they're mostly
white
all the time. Yeah.
Well, maybe that's why he wanted to move away, because he missed his light family, and they moved in so he didn't have to go anywhere.
Yeah, they came to help him.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
Uh-huh. How about you, Mr. Jamie?
Well,
have you had your light family move in?
No, but I had some earwax move out of my ears, so I feel much
on the dinner table?
No, this is last week, thank God. Okay. He wasn't able to come for dinner last week because of it. So that's we were kind of
my ear
that.
Was clogged up, but I'm feeling much better. Business is kind of slow, but it's that time of the year and we've got some hot weather, so everybody dies.
There you go.
Yeah. I'm keeping
it
positive
that,
attitude. Well, that's about all I can do.
Well, and my
right.
daughter moved up to Portland about the end of May, and it's been very interesting because Portland and Seattle and all those guys are actually having more Southern California weather now.
Right.
So I'm going to blame it on her. She's like moved the weather up there
really?
With her consciousness. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because of her that, you know, it's acting like Southern California up there. Yeah. It's a theory.
Wow.
I'm thinking there's a lot of proof on that, but whatever. But it's very interesting to see how the Earth is changing and just all the climates and things like that. Just, and it's so quick. Gosh, you know, looking at just the weather this year has just been just every time you turn around, it's such a whirlwind of different things changing on the planet. Gloria was commenting about that earlier, about how she was getting just kind of a sense of some stuff in Indonesia and things like that. She got off the show and last week, and there ended up being some stuff that had happened in that area of the world, so that she was just like, that's interesting. She kind of got an informational hit about that before the show went off, and then checked it for sure enough that was true. So, do you ever have that
hey, Robin?
Now? Where you're, yeah.
Robin, can you hear me?
There she is. Hey, Miss Gloria.
I have been on, and I have been talking, and there hasn't been any way for you guys to hear me, and I have no idea why.
Well, you they were spirit and interceding with that. So what
yeah,
have you
know,
been, what have you been? Yeah, you need to say hi to Al because I know you two are friends. So say hi, Mr. Al. There you go.
There's a deeper message to that one.
Yeah. Okay. I'm so sorry you couldn't come. You couldn't be. We're eating dessert in your honor, just so you know.
Yeah.
Yes, I need
for you, Gloria.
I wanted to talk about the numbers. I wanted to talk about all of these things. It's just like, now it's time for dessert. Oh, good.
Well, in honor of your birthday, we wanted to make sure we had some cake on the table. So, you know, there you go. Do we have a jingle? Do we have a jingle for Gloria's birthday?
It's called Happy Birthday.
We can just sing.
What is that? I think that's from Kathy's Off Planet family. That's one of their songs.
Yay!
That's just Japanese.
Oh, it's Japanese? Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm sounding bad. I'm sorry. There we go.
Yeah, that's
good. Huzzah. That's right.
Delta.
That's
right. Huzzah.
Yazza. Yaza. Okay. So what did you have to comment about the numbers before when we were talking about that with Al?
Well, I wanted to add in there that not only I missed it because I kept having to hang up and see if I could get back in queue, but when you are adding up the birthday to make sure to incorporate the 19 for Jamie,
mm-hmm.
and then also you can add your name in a similar fashion. You assign numbers to the letters 1 through 26.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
And so you can determine based upon your birth name also a number that correlates to that.
Yeah, I think mine came to royalty.
Well, we're all royalty, so there you go. I mean, who's gonna say, "Oh, I've never been royalty. I've always been a peasant." Nobody's gonna ever say that. You know, I've been Cleopatra, or I don't know, somebody. Everybody always wants to think they've been somebody important in one of their lives, anyway.
Well, then if you're royalty, then your life lesson is how to get along with the commoners.
It can be other things, too. Like in one of mine, I actually was a very bad person.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
What was your life lesson? What's your life lesson now because of it?
I actually made up for it, I guess, in another lifetime because it was during the Inquisition where I stood my ground the opposite way. So apparently all my karma's been cleared.
Wow. Okay.
So what's the choices of dessert?
This is what we got on the table now. There's some key lime cheesecake left, and there's some red velvet cake left for you. So there you go. So we did save you some red velvet cake. So there you go.
Yeah, in honor of your birthday,
the
nectarini.
We saved you like 3 bites, okay?
Because that means that there's more German chocolate cake left for me in the kitchen.
Well, there's a big chocolate cake. Yeah, they call it the big chocolate cake. So we'll just get that to go. We'll get one to go, and that'll be your cake. Okay.
Do you frequent this place, Gloria?
No.
Do they know you're in the kitchen?
No, but that's okay. They'll know me soon enough.
Like, who's this chick? She keeps showing up. Oh, my God. There we go. Al's been very quiet. What's going on, Al?
Like,
let's
give her what she wants, some she'll go away.
He's still eating cake. Okay, there we go. Oh, there we go.
Well, let him eat cake anyway.
Yeah, let him eat cake. Who said
Gloria,
that?
That was Marie Antoinette.
Mary, thank you. I knew it was an Antoinette.
Because they were out of bread.
That's right. They didn't have any food, and so she said, "Let them eat cake."
Here we go.
Gloria, how are you doing?
Al, what city was it that you were looking for that keynote speaker in?
What city?
You were talking about wanting to do an event centered around.
Yeah, I'm looking for a keynote speaker.
What city?
Oh, for Kauai.
Is that which island then?
Kauai.
Okay. I thought you said Hawaii. Oh.
No, it's and that's going to be Lahui. It'll be probably in Lahui again, right?
Correct. Same place.
Is it kind of like Fui?
Yeah, like Fui, but it's Lahui. Yeah. You get a bunch of natives on. You're going to get a bunch of natives after you when you talk like that, man. I'll tell you. Yeah.
You know, Al, you may want to contact Pat James.
Pat James?
Yeah, James. He was in Hawaii, and then I believe his company separated into two, and his son took one, and I think they stayed in Reno, and he and his wife, Tad and his wife, I believe, are in Hawaii. And he does timeline therapy, and he does NLP and some hypnosis seminars and things.
How big is he?
He's decent.
About 5'10".
Oh, okay, now you're being funny.
Well, absolutely. My wife, he's shorter than I am.
Yeah, well, and you know, Rosalina
what's
O'Brien, he met her. Yeah, what's his number?
Al, we'll just say that he's had the Hypnosis Institute go, or association or whatever it is, going for over 10, 12 years. And he has an educational school that provides doctorates in different things. So he's part of the American Hypnosis Association gathering that happens annually. That goes to Vegas. So he's been around for a while.
Okay, thank you. I wrote that down. Thank you.
Yeah, and if you need to email me, go do so, and I'll look it up.
Okay.
We'll be having emails flying back and forth after the show. That's good to know. So, you know, we're not just going to be around sitting around and stuffing our faces. Okay, we actually are here helping one another out. That's
we are. We have to do work.
Oh, my God, isn't that a great idea? Okay, cool. So so your book is taking off. It's doing really well, and you're getting a lot of people downloading your book, Al?
Yes.
Cool.
I got to be careful that I don't come across as bragging. Usually,
I think you should.
Brag. You can brag, yeah. Psh, go ahead.
Yeah, that's cool.
We
want to
hear.
Anyway.
I want to hear your best bragging.
Usually, sales, if you get a 3-7% return, and 7% is pretty phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whoever you're giving out to, and initially, my book sold at a 14% rate, and
wow.
Now it's averaging about 11%.
That's for you. That's awesome. Yeah, that's awesome. Well, there's still, you know, the world is ready to be bringing this out in a way when it's like, and I love how Al at the beginning of his book took a lot of time to really encourage the reader to come from their hearts, to come from a place of just open space and oneness. And just really having it be as extended for the highest good as possible. And I really, really love that. Because that's really, if you're coming from that place and really opening yourself up from that, it just can really bless you in so many ways. So thank you, Al. No wonder it's being so successful. Because people with heart, people who are ready for these changes, are really looking for something like you're saying. You were answering something that you had struggled with yourself, so you're coming from that place of knowing
right.
that this is something that's helped me and I can help another with what I've learned.
What?
Correct.
And we're all here to share.
Is
yeah,
that share
exactly.
or share?
To share what's in our heart. Oh, okay.
Well, you know, it's a good chair, too, so, you know.
Well, uh-oh, the check's coming and they're giving us gas dinner mints. Al? Do you would you mind giving us an inspirational tidbit from your book for our after dinner mint?
Oh wow! Sure. You know what? Yeah, absolutely. Would you like me to do that right now?
What do you think,
yes.
Robin?
Yes.
I think we can wait 10 minutes.
I'm still working on dessert, but yeah, we can start doing this. It's good. Go ahead. I'm still working on the cheesecake, but it's good. Yeah, it's good.
Okay.
Yeah.
If there's one thing I could tell the audience and for everybody that's listening, the one thing that will push or move you forward and support you is to love yourself unconditionally. And when everything, and especially the chaos and the moments that you feel like you're in a deep valley and things don't seem to be working out for you, and especially now what's going on with, quote-unquote, the global community and everything else that's going on, it's more easier or comfortable to deal with things when you love yourself unconditionally. And when you do that, forgiveness comes easier into play. Moving forward with trust comes easier to be. Having more ease in your life is easier. It just seems like you're more trusting and you have this inner knowing. And what that does is it increases the innate ability that you were born with and the power that you came here with. And then and that in itself blossoms and allows your gifts and your blessings and the added value that you could bring to this world to be. You know, it allows you to express yourself even more so. And it takes the confusion and the wonderment out of it. And if anything, you step forward more assuredly, knowing that everything's going to work out because you'll always be taken care of. You know, and think about a moment in time in your life when you hit rock bottom, and here we are, all of us are either listening to this show or we're interacting with each other and communicating. We evolved. You know, and I don't know what got us here. We all went different paths, and we all had our bumps and bruises and whatever we dealt with in life, but we're here now. And that means that we move forward whenever we hit bottom or whatever we're dealing with. If we're dealing with situations right now that are not feeling comfortable, we will move forward. And loving yourself unconditionally allows you to have it more swiftly and with ease and grace. And if that's the one thing I could tell the audience and anybody that's listening to this, is when you love yourself unconditionally, life becomes more at ease and not as difficult as humanity tries to make it challenging.
Hear, hear, I agree.
Hey, Al, can you tell? One thing that Al has, since I've known him, that I think is really wonderful is, you know, in just in a couple minutes, talk about the exercise of talking to yourself, you know, facing yourself in the mirror every day.
Okay.
That, you know, somebody says, if, you know, how do I love myself unconditionally? I think that's a really great place to start. So.
Okay. And you know what? This exercise is what got the ball rolling 5 or 6, 7 years ago. Every night before you go to bed, go to a mirror and look into your eyes. And not at your eyes, not at your reflection, but inside your pupils, and tell yourself, I love you unconditionally 3 times. And you do this right before you go to bed. So those are the last words you tell yourself. And as soon as you wake up in the morning, do the same thing. So you're half asleep, still groggy, go back to the same mirror, tell yourself, I love you unconditionally. The trick is to look inside your eyes, inside your pupils, not at your reflection, not at your eyes, but inside. And do that within 30 days. I guarantee you your life will shift. What I don't know to what degree, because it varies person to person. But it will shift, and you will notice things differently. And the people and the resources and the situations around you will shift.
So how long did it take you after you started doing that exercise to say, this is really changing my life?
The third day that happened to me, I bawled because I reconnected with something that was inside of me. On the 7th day, I really bawled again, and I released a lot of junk that no longer served me. And right after that, from that point forward, my life started shifting.
Now. And do you still do that every day?
I do it. Now I do it several times a day. I even do it in public restrooms.
You're in the bathroom going, look at you. Ow!
This has been another wonderful evening filled with lively and unusual dinner conversation and you. We are so glad you decided to join us. You make it special, and we are always happy to hear from you at Transformation Cafe. You can find out more about the people on our shows by clicking on our website, transformation-cafe.com, and checking out where all our other previous shows are available on demand, or here at Blog Talk Radio Transformation Cafe. If you are interested in appearing as a guest chef, you can email us at show@transformation-cafe.com. Thanks again. Travel well, and we will see you next time here at Transformation Cafe. Good night.
Thanks, Al, for coming on. We really appreciate it. Don't forget your little doggy bag, and we look forward to seeing you on the road and being a part of some of your activities. So best wishes to you, and keep up the good work.
Thank you. Thank you all for having me on.
Thanks, Gal. I'll talk to you guys later.
Bye-bye.